The pasuk right before Vayakir Yosef es Echav Vehem Loi Hikiru says as follows: Vayakir Yosef es Echav. Right, this is just to get clear. This is in Parsha Speak. It's the first time Yosef meets the brothers. Right, this Parsha is going to go all the way through Parshas Vayigash. This whole Indian here, but this is the first time they meet. And the pasuk says that Yosef sees his brothers Vayakirim, and he immediately recognized them. Vayisnakir aleihem. The next pasuk, Vayakir Yosef es Echav, Vehem Loi Hikiru. But the first pasuk is Vayar Yosef es Echav, Vayakirem, Vayisnaker Aleim. What does it mean, Vayisnaker Aleim? Rashi says, Vayisnaker, Naso Lehem Kinochri, Bidvorim, Ledaber Koshos. He behaved like a Nochri, meaning really, it was family. And really, he should have treated them Berachman. But that's not what Yosef HaTzadik did. Vayisnakir aleihem, nasalehem kinochri, bedvarim ledaber koshes. And that's the hemshech of the pasuk, the way Rashi understands it. Vayar Yosef es echa vayakire. It's my brothers. I should treat them that way. No. Vayisnakir aleihem, vayidaber itim koshes. Da vayisnakir, he acted like a nochri, and as a result, vayidaber itim koshes. But if you look at the Ramban says differently. What does it mean, vayisnakir aleihem? Shesoma mitznefes al mitzchoy. He put a mitznefes, he put a head on his metzach, uktsas upon him. He put a head to cover his shterin, to cover his forehead, and to cover part of his face, v'shina atzmoy, and he changed the way he looked. K'moy shenema be'eshes yirovam, kumi no v'hishtanis, v'lo yedu ki'at eshes yirovam. Says the Rambam, you want to know what Yosef HaTzadik did? He covered his face. Some matznefes al mitzcha yuktas upon. So I saw the Rameyer Halevi Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, in his shiurim. So he shteltzach. He said, why did Yosef HaTzadik have to cover his face the way the Ramban learns with a mitznefes? The Gemara says that Vayaki Yosef es Echav Ehem Lo Yekiru. Why? Because he was Yotzeb Lo Yechsim Azokin. So what? It's Nishkunuk what Chazal said? Chazal said it was Lechsim Azokin. So he wasn't recognizable. He wasn't identifiable. Why did he have to put on this whole costume over here? He puts on the Mitznefes to cover his Shterin, to cover Ktsasman upon him. Why was the fact that Lechatchim he didn't have a beard, now he did have a beard? Again, this is a halacha. So he said, Posh, a biscuit kasha. Why did he need more than that? What bothers you with what the Gemara said that it was the Chsim Azokin? So he says, Mustam al Derech Hapshat, Muzman Zokin, that, you know, you can never be too safe. So Yosef HaTzadik wanted to have an extra layer of protection. Meaning, Gavadi Hinu Chazal, Chsim Azokin is a Simon Muvik, but at the same time, then it makes sense, Abyssal Merish Tadlas. Let me also put on the Mitznefes. But then he said, a Dover Nifla. He says, maybe the Pshat is that the emes is that there's two ways you can know who a person is. You can know who a person is because you've seen him before. You recognize him. Oh, that's Pliny. I know exactly who he is. But the emes is you can recognize a person in another way. Rashi in Parshas Yisrael says, the ato techse mikolo om anche chayil yir likim anche emes. Freak Rashi, the eich yuchal adas banoshim sheish bem kol amaylus alol. How is Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was told to go find all these individuals, how is he going to know who these people are? Says the Hilgir Rashi, the ato techse beruach hakodesh olecho. That Moshe Rabbeinu was told beruach kodesh. I want you to go ahead and find these people. You see that if a person has ruach hakodesh, you can look at a person and you can know who that person is. Said Rav Meir, then this is you find that tzaddikim. There was an idea of Chachmas Adam Tayr Panov. Right, the Gemara says that there was a matronisa that came over to Rabbi Yehuda and said, no, that you're Moiri Verabi, right, not Moiri Verabi. Moiri Verabi, says the Marsha, you're a Rebbe. Right, she heard everyone calling him Moiri Verabi. He says, this is not a Moiri Verabi. This is a Moiri Verabi, as in Chai Vinish Lpsume Adalayada. Rabbi means inebriated. She says, oh, you're a Moiri Verabi. You must be a shikker. He says, why do you think I'm a shikker? He says, because I look at you. I see your face is glowing. He says, no, Chachmas Adam Tayr Panov. Right, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? I can't drink. All I drink is Dalut Koises. And he says, my head hurts literally up until Atzeres. But the bottom line is that there's an Indian of Chachmas Adam Tarapanov. Meaning people that have Ruchnius Diga Oigen, they can look at someone and they can see who this person is. Beruach Kod, that's Va'at Techse, Beruach HaKodesh Alef. And he says, you're dealing with a tzaddik's face, not a regular face. Right? And they say about certain tzaddik and they don't like people that look like malochim. Mamish et oske kikvi a malach elikim tzvukis, right? You have this Indian, sometimes somebody looks like a malach. So said Rav Meir, who are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with Yosef HaTzadik. And you're dealing here with the Shiftei Ka. He says, Yosef is the tzaddik Yisoid Oilam. He says, if somebody looked at Yosef HaTzadik, you couldn't even look. look, if you had the right eyes to understand who Yosef HaTzadik was, you would have seen the biggest tzaddik in the world. And the brothers, the shift they cut, they had those eyes of the Atta Techse Beruach HaKodesh. Since Ezra Meir, that Yosef HaTzadik understood, I need to do two things. Number one, I have to disguise myself in the physical sense to make sure that for that, Melamed Sheyotzev Chesim Mezokin. So that already is going to work. They did it, and like this, he's disguised. Oh, but what about the Ria Ruchni? What about that? How am I going to be protected? So you know what you do? You cover your shterim. That's exactly what you do. Shnesama mitznefes al mitzchay. He put the mitznefes on his forehead. Uktsas upon him. It's like this, they wouldn't be able to see him in the ruchniest thing away either. Because otherwise, there was no chance. In the back of Shiur Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, this is in the Bereishis volume, here in the shtickle, they send you to the back. And they have Hoysophis and Rameh, when he said this shiur, afterwards he told a few stories. Just go through a little bit of them. The mayor said that, you know, once upon a time there was an Indian that tzaddikim, they used to go to Golos, right? For Kapora, a tzaddik would go to Golos. And the mayor said that the Zayde Reb Chaim Volozhin, he once went to Golos. He did it based on the Vilna Goyen's guidance, and he went to Golos. And the Goyen told him that when you go to Golos, the Iker of Golos was that, you know, you have to go from place to place. You can't stay in one place more than a certain amount of time. And not just that, you can't disclose who it is you are. So he said, Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he went to Golos, he put on a big hat. As a funny kapeluch. This is what he says. His lashon is kisui mishuna. And the reason he did that was, he felt, the goyim told him, you have to cover your face, because if someone's going to look at you, he's going to chap, he's looking at a malach. He's not looking at a regular person, and it's going to be chaser in your golas. The golas is, people shouldn't chap who you are, they shouldn't give you any cover, and that's what he told them to do. Because by putting on as a hat, the mitnefes that Yosef HaTzadik put on, you cover your shteren, like this, people aren't going to know who you are. So he writes that Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of the places that he went to, so he walked into the Beis Medrash, and he sat, Bein Pshutei Ha'am, in parentheses, it says, Hashlepers, Bekeren Zavis, and he's sitting over there, Pasha, that was the word Ramey used, so he's sitting in the corner, it's fishing the Pshutei Hamoyinam, and he hears that the Rav is talking and learning. It seems that there was an Aguna Shaila that was brought to the Rav, and the Rav was handling this Aguna Shaila. Reb Chaim Volozhin is sitting there with his funny kapeluch, and he's listening to the Shaila, and he heard the psak of the Rav, and he knew it was the wrong psak. The problem is, he couldn't tell the Rav, because he was in Golis. The problem is, Ein Chochma, Ein Eitzav, Ein Tfuna, Neged Hashem. So like, what really are you supposed to do? So he quickly jumped up, and he said, you know, I once learned, he says, really, it's in the Sechtes Yevamah somewhere, I feel like maybe it has a little bit of Shaychus. Everybody looks at this interesting person, can't even see him, who is telling you there's a Toisvis. So Pasha, out of respect, they went to the Sfurim Shafin, they pulled out the Toisvis, the Kachava, this Toisvis took the whole Tshuva, Mamish Alapanim, it changed everything, and everything changed. Either way, as soon as they saw, like, what was going on over here, and this Yitch don't saw a Toisvis, that Mamish changed the whole Psak, so they wanted to find Reb Chaim Volozhin, but Veinenu, he had disappeared, because he chapped exactly what was going to happen. And he was already with the Balagula, he was already leaving the city. Meir said, and it just so happened that as Reb Chaim Volozhin was traveling out of the city, all of a sudden he developed terrible, terrible pains in his stomach. And it was so bad that he needed to see a doctor. So he told the Baal Agola to turn around and take me back to the city where he was. No, the olden days, where do you go? You go straight to the Rav. So the Rav meets this Yid. He took one look at him. Now he saw him. He chapped, he's dealing not with a posh the person. And he pushed it. Felt that this is my opportunity to ask him all my shilas. And he started asking all the shilas that he had. He asked him shilas menigla, he asked him shilas benista, and he answered all the shilas. Rameya said that we have a Messiah. The reason Reb Chaim Volozhin answered all the shilas is because kol masha oimelecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. That's why he answered the shilas. And he held it to din in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're staying by balabayis and he asks you something, you have to answer. And if he asks you pshat in a tikkunei zayir, that's included in kol masha oimelecha balabayis asei. He's a madregas, we have no shaychas to. Kol masha oimelecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. And Reb Chaim Volozhin has said that he sat with him for a longer time. He made him better. He asked him all the shilas, but he said, v'hoisav agrach loyma. He said one thing, he said, v'yishol oisei mashma. He said, never ask me my name. He said, never ask me who I was. And Reb Chaim Volozhin has said, he doesn't know why, but he said, he had two tzadim. Other is there a kluger, other is there a frumer. He said, other is there a kluger, because he understood that I wasn't going to tell him. He said, other is there a frumer, because he chapped, I didn't want to tell him, and he was chayish, the fakir. I was going to tell him, he didn't want to make me say something that I wasn't supposed to say.
So Lamaisa, he never asked me my name. So the Sinid never knew who he was talking to. Lamaisa, who was this Yid? Who was this Rav? So Rav Chaim Voloshin, he knew who he was. He said, Oysa Rav, Hoye Rav Hersh Halikir, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Rabishel Hoir Halik, and this has a good punchline. So you Talmud, Hamagid Mimezrich, Zeichet Tzadik Vikadosh Levracha. He was Talmud of the Magid. So this is an encounter with the Nefesh HaChaim and a Talmud of the Magid, and this is what went on. Then he told another story. He said that just like you find that there were tzaddikim that were able to see on a person if he was a tzaddik, and that's where Rebbe Chaim Voloshin had to wear this funny hat. He said it worked in the opposite as well. We're going to end with this. And that is, he said there were tzaddikim that had the eyes, they were able to look at somebody, the shterin, and see if he did something bad, see if he did an avera. And Rebbe Meir said over one maisa that he heard from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that this maisa happened by Rebbe Chaim. Rebbe Chaim was in the Voloshin Yeshiva, and mitamol, he sees a person comes in to the yeshiva, and he was looking for somebody. So Reb Chaim went over to him, and he asked him, he says, can I help you? So he says, yeah, I'm looking for one of the Bachrim. So Reb Chaim said, which Bachar are you looking for? So he says, don't worry about it, I have this, I'm going to find them by myself. So Reb Chaim says, no, tell me who you're looking for. I push it, want to help you. And this person started getting a little bit nervous. He started getting angry. He says, I know who I'm looking for. I'm going to find him. He says, you're not the balabas. I'm going to read it to you the way Rav Meir said it. Omalei agrach. So Rav Chaim told him, oid ma'at kfar tire ho'imani balabais. He said, in a few minutes, you're going to see if I'm really the balabas or not. V'soter loy. Right, taich. Rav Chaim gave him a fras. Old school. V'zork min ha'yeshiva. And he threw him out of the yeshiva. After Rav Chaim threw this bachur out of the yeshiva, so Rav Chaim went out together with one of the bachurim, and he was talking to him and learning. And Rav Meir said over there, Rav Chaim's minig was, before he would say shir, he'd always talk over the shir with one of the chevra. And he was walking together, and Rav Chaim's about to give shir, and he's talking over the shir. Either way, as they're talking to the bachur, asked Rav Chaim, he said, the yeshiva, he says, Rebbe, he says, like, what did this person, like, I understand, what did he do so bad that you gave him such a frask, and you threw him out of the yeshiva? And Rav Chaim said, he was so fatracht and learning, he said, shkoich for reminding me, I forgot what just happened. He says, I have a chashash that this person went to Rav Hersh Leib. Hershleib was the Netziv. So he said, I have a chash that he went to Rav Hershleib, and I have to make sure that he doesn't stay by Rav Hershleib. So Rav Chaim tells the Bach, he says, I'm not giving shena. He runs to Rav Hershleib, the Kachav, and the Bach was there. And he told Rav Hershleib, throw him out of the house. And then he found out where he was staying, and he told the Balachsanya, don't let him be there. And then he went to the Balagola, and he told the Balagola, listen, this person was just thrown out of the shtot. He's going to ask you to take him home. I want you to drop him off on the side of the road. The kachava, and this is what happened. Either way, so afterwards, the Talmidim, they asked Reb Chaim, like, what was this? This is not Reb Chaim, Dick. Reb Chaim, the Velt says, was a bigger guy in Chesed than he wasn't learning. This is Shaloi Kedar Gemamish. So he said, what's going on over here? What are you doing? So he said, I'm going to tell you the truth. He said, I was sitting in the house by Reb Hershleib. I was in the Netziv's house, and I overheard that one of the Balagulas was talking to the Netziv, and he was telling him what was going on in the city. So Reb Meir, like a true brisker, right? No one tells a story like the briskers. So he said over that in Voloshin, what happened is there was a little bit of drive that you had to go from the train station until you got into the city. So you had all these balagolas. This was their job, right? These were the drivers. They would take people from point A to point B. And these balagolas, they would come into the Netziv, and they would tell the Netziv who's coming and who's leaving the city. The Netziv felt that this was important for him to know. So like this, he knew what was going on. So Reb Chaim said he was sitting, and he heard one of these drivers telling the Netziv that, yeah, I just dropped off a few guests. And there was one guest that looked a little funny. I don't know, something about him was a little bit suspicious. And it's interesting, he says he came with a suitcase. He had a briefcase. He had a rental. So Reb Chaim's overhearing this conversation, and he's thinking like this. He says, in Voloshin, too much business there wasn't, right? He's not coming on a business trip. So why would you go to Voloshin if you don't live there? You're coming to the yeshiva. He said, if he's coming to the yeshiva, he would have brought with him Karim, the Kastois, right? That's the way he wasn't a furnished dormitory room. Like, you'd have to come with all your things. And he said, he didn't come with anything. All he has is, see, obviously he's not a bach in the yeshiva, so what's he coming for? He says, probably he's a maskil. And he's coming to be Meisus Umediach. And that's what he has in his rental. What he has over there is, he has some of these books. So Reb Chaim held that he's probably a min. That's what he's coming for. And he says, that's why he acted the way he acted. This was the Meisus with Reb Chaim. So Reb Meir said that a little while later, Reb Chaim was by the Tachanat Rakevet Bevarsha. He was standing by a train station in Warsaw. And he saw a group of people, and there was one person that was darshaning to all these other people. So Reb Chaim walked a little bit closer, and he heard that this person was talking about Oysayish. That's what he was talking about. He was pashing a meses umedich. So Reb Chaim immediately, he walked away, obviously, not to hear what he was saying. But then he chopped afterwards, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, because he was talking to Mamish Yeshivalite. Adirab, maybe I have to stop him. So Reb Chaim goes a little bit closer, and he hears how this person is trying to fakoif Oysayish to these chevra. And the chevra would tell this person, he says, listen, you know, we are Jews, and the Jews were never makabel Oysayish as Mashiach. And if that's the case, Unzer Mesayra, Kamuvan is that Oysayish is not Mashiach. He says, I know what you want from me. So this person very brazenly told these chevra, he says, you think your rabbis know anything about Mashiach? They know nothing about Mashiach. Vaharai, the greatest rabbi to ever live, Rabbi Akiva, thought Bar Kochva was Mashiach. He says, no, you see, they don't know anything about Mashiach. So Reb Chaim was there, he couldn't help us. Reb Chaim jumped up. Reb Chaim said, tell me, Rabbi Yid, how do you know Bar Kochva was Mashiach? I think he was Mashiach. If Rabbi Akiva thought he was Mashiach, he probably was Mashiach. He says, how can he be Mashiach? He died. He says, oh, so you see, if somebody dies, he can't be Mashiach. And he said, the guy looked at him, and he was mamish silence. And after this whole very awkward silence, this person looked at Reb Chaim, and he told Reb Chaim, you remember me? He says, I'm Yana Bacha that you threw out of the Veloshan Yeshiva. Since that's who I am. And Reb Chaim, Mamish, he was able to, so Reb Meir was talking about this Indian, and he said, you see, the tzaddikim were able to see. They were able to see, you were able to see the kedusha of a person. Chachmas Adam Tarabanov, he says, that's why Reb Chaim Veloshna had to wear a funny kapeluch when he went into Golis. If I can't, you were able to see. Reb Meir says, Ichab Gehert, as Maron Flake Zogin, right, Maron is the brisker up. That Reb Chaim said about this person, that when he saw him the first time in Veloshna, he saw Oichel Nevelos Atreifus. He says, as B'Shem Rav Baruch Ber Habich Gehert, as the Zayd Rav Chaim told Rav Baruch Ber, that when he looked at him, he saw a Shasi V'Erev. So these were two Nuschois that the Brisker said over. About Koponim, Rav Chaim was able to see an Oichel Nevel Sotrevis, Rav Chaim was able to see a Shasi V'Erev, but that's the Terah, says Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Mamash, I Chassidus Shepshat. He says, you want to know why? If there was the Chassim Mezokin, so why do you have to put on the Mitznefes? Shesoma Mitznefes al Mitzchoy Uktsas upon him. Because that's only going to help the Tivius Degeria. But what about the Ruchnius Degeria? Yosef HaTzadik, he's the Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. How could you look at Yosef HaTzadik and not turn into a Galjal HaTzomnes? It has no Avon. And the shift they caught, they have an Atatech Seberuch HaKodesh, they're able to see. So that's the extra protection. One is you shouldn't be able to recognize him physically. And the other is Beruch Kodesh, you shouldn't be able to chap that you're not dealing with a Shalad, you're dealing with a Yosef HaTzadik.